Hello, this is Susan M., and Susan C. is here with me. We were delegates at the July 2018 World Service Office Business Conference in Las Vegas. What follows is our summary of the motions and discussions that took place at the business meeting, as well as our personal reflections during that time. To start, I will talk about the policy motions. The first motion was the presentation of an edited, already existing piece of CEHEL literature called The 12 Steps Revisited, In-Depth Questions for Experienced Members. This motion did pass. The second motion was to consider continuing the work of the ad hoc committee to assist areas within CEHEL. This motion passed. The third motion was the presentation of a new piece of CEHEL literature titled Serving in CEHEL, a CEHEL service manual. This motion passed as well. The final policy motion was to add to the suggested secretary's announcement in the meeting format to include thanks for levels of service above the meeting level. After an edit to the proposed wording, this motion passed. Now Susan C. will talk about the bylaws motions and the forum.
Thank you, Susan. We had three bylaws motions, and motion number one was that delegates to the World Service Business Conference exclusively serve as delegates and not provide or perform any other type of works simultaneously. That way a delegate could give their full attention to being a delegate and not do any other type of service work during that time. That motion to the bylaws did pass. A second bylaws motion had to do with streamlining WSBC World Service Business Conference timeline, and this was an expansion of something that was voted on last year. So the timeline is moving up, that delegates would be each area would be informed of how many delegates they have. And instead of it being at the end of January, it would be much earlier, November 1st. Another part of that streamlining is that area delegates and alternates would be selected no later than November 1st. And that would move it forward to November 1st. And the third part of the motion had to do with any intergroup that would be formally registered within an area no later than December 1st. That motion passed. And we had one other motion on, well, that was it. Those were the two bylaw motions, because the other motion that I had was actually a policy motion. So that was it. Thank you.
And then, Susan, you were going to reflect on or discuss the forum that we had?
Yes. Part of the World Service Business Conference was time and attention paid to the idea of a convention being held not yearly but every other year. And the World Service Business Conference, it would be much more difficult to have a business conference every other year because that is written into the bylaws. But there was a very lively discussion about convention being held every other year. People talked about the pros and the cons of that, possibly even adding to the idea the teleconferencing for the World Service Business Conference instead of the expense of delegates traveling to one spot, whether it be Las Vegas or wherever the convention and the business conference would be. It was decided after a long, the consensus was after a long discussion that it would be best to keep the convention yearly and to keep it in person as much as possible, although there would be some more study of what it would be like to do some teleconferencing, and also some study of having a convention other than in Los Angeles, where the next convention would be held in 2019. That was that. Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. The See How Treasurer, Carolyn P., gave a presentation on the soft launch of a See How e-literature site. There are four titles available as e-literature at this time: Forever Abstinent, Sponsor Guidelines, Step 6 through 12, and the Maintenance Sponsor Guide. The website address is store.ceahow.org. Printed literature is also available for purchase at the site. Spanish translations of the available literature is not yet available, but will be at some point in the near future. Susan, would you like to introduce the WSO committees?
Yes. This year, the committees were, let me get my, I'll talk about the ones that I'm familiar with. I served on the Special Needs Committee, the Ad Hoc or Area Health Committee, and also the Literature Committee. And this year, the other committees, or the standing committees, are Agenda Committee, Finance Committee, Urgent New Business, Sponsorship, Policy Manual, Website, Public Information, Education. I will be, as a committee member, I will be serving this year on Special Needs and Area Health. And the delegates have the added service of serving on at least two committees, sometimes even three committees throughout the year, and that's how a lot of the work gets done and brought back to the business conference next year. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks. And to end, we would like to offer our personal reflections on being delegates to the conference. And I'll start. This was my second year as a delegate. My respect for the work that is done to prepare for the conference by the See How officers, staff, and volunteers at WSO, the board members, the delegates, and the volunteers, so my respect continues to grow around this. See How is saving and enriching so many lives, and in serving as a delegate at the conference, I was made aware at another level the power and importance of being of service to keep See How strong and vibrant for myself, my fellows, and for those who have not yet joined our fellowship. To that end, I submitted my name as a candidate to become a World Service Office board member, and I was voted in. I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve at another level of our organization. Susan, your reflections?
Thank you. This was my second year as a delegate from Area 10, the Phonebridge area. And this year there were nine delegates from the Phonebridge. There could have been more, but Two delegates were not able to attend. The total number of delegates was 29, and most of the delegates were either from Area 10 or Area 1, which is in California, mostly California, but West Coast. We are entitled to have 75 delegates, so part of the mission would be to interest and encourage more of us in fellowship to strive to be delegates, and those of us that have been delegates to talk it up. And this second year for me has been another learning experience and given me the chance to expand my recovery and see how organization works. It's my organization, and it's my recovery, and I learned so much, and I'm able to I was able to be given the opportunity to give and to speak and to be part of, and this is a wonderful chance. I think one of the things I'll be able to do this year is talk about my experience and encourage other people to think about serving beyond the level of the meeting and the intergroup and the area. And another thing is to bring, the convention was also part of this too, so part of my goal is to bring a new person to convention, to get someone to experience the convention if they haven't ever taken part in one. Very glad for the chance to do service. Thank you.
Thanks. And thanks for the opportunity to share our report of the 2018 World Service Office Business Conference.